It's a weekend for you, but it's a work day here at the Scouting Combine in Indianapolis. Day four action right here in the media center. But it was inside a Lucas Oil Stadium where the top headline happened. John Ross, a wide receiver, set the all-time combine record in the 40-yard dash, 4.22 seconds.
And let's take this opportunity here at our NFL Now coverage of the 2017 NFL Scouting Combine presented by Old Spice to delve a little deeper into John Ross, the man, the speedster. Bucky, you said he very well may be your number one wide receiver now, or he was coming in.
He's number two.
Number two.
He's number two. I had Mike Williams ahead of him. Then I had him positioned at, number, at the second spot. Part of the reason I had Mike Williams over him, he's a big body, more of a prototypical number one receiver. It is hard for your fast guy to be your number one guy because the number one guy is asked to do all the dirty work in between the hashes, make all the plays, move the chains. In this 40 time, though.
There it is against Chris Johnson, and you'll see right at the end. That's why you were saying 4.25. You can't do the simulcast because it was done at the RC A dump, so we cannot pair him up like we have with
but
some other
guys. But did you notice Chris Johnson's yellow line in the first?
Like, it jerked at the end, yeah.
And it was way ahead of him in the first 7 yards. Like, really? Did he get that great a jump?
I mean, he got out.
What? I mean, 4.24.
Chris Johnson got out.
So like we said, either way, it's fast.
Oh, it's real fast.
Everybody's talking about that blazing 40 you just ran. How do you feel about it?
I feel good. I feel like I could have ran faster just because I cramped up towards the end. But I'm thankful. You know, I'm still in a good position. It was a good time.
The man said he could have ran faster. Did you hear that? That's amazing when you see that.
Well, John Ross wasn't the only fast player on the field in day four. The tight ends as a group were also really fast. In fact, 10 tight ends ran sub 4.7 40s. And the fastest tight end was Ole Miss's Evan Engram. Only 2 running backs and only 4 wide receivers ran a faster time than the Ole Miss tight end. In fact, Evan Engram's time was faster than Julio Jones and DeAndre Hopkins ran during their combine. But the most impressive tight end of the day to me was Virginia Tech's Bucky Hodges. He was top 5 in the 40, the broad jump, and the vertical leap. In fact, he was number 1 in the broad jump and the vertical leap. That guy is explosive.
His broad is the best of a tight end group ever.
Wow.
So,
that's crazy.
Well, making the rounds in the media center on day four, the defensive linemen and the linebackers.
All that, you know, just it's all for the media. So, I'm happy to see, you know, all the hard work has paid off. So people do recognize, you know, how good of a player I am and how good of a player I will be. You know, this is just the beginning. You know, I'm a guy who, you know, I'm just touching the tip of the iceberg for how good I'll be. And I'm only going to get better with the more football I play. So, like I said, I love, you know, the recognition I'm getting. But, you know, I'm not satisfied. You know, I won't be satisfied until people start to say, no, you know, he's one of the best guys, you know, right out there. So.
Tom Brady.
Why?
I'm a Peyton Manning fan.
Free or strong, you know, I'm very, very fast. You know, I'm stronger than a typical DB, tougher than a typical DB. Since I played linebacker in the Big Ten at 200 pounds. So, you know, that's anywhere from nickel. You know, I can play some corner still. So, you know, we're going to see. It's going to be a fun process.
Have I ever beat him in any competition? Yes. Yes, and he'll admit it too. We compete all the time growing up. I beat both my brothers in many things. They beat me in many things as well. You're not always going to win. You're not always going to lose in that house. I'd pick up basketball, growing up, flag football, anything. We compete in any eating contest. It really doesn't matter.
Tomorrow is Sunday. It's also day 5 of the combine, and that means the guys in the media center today, the defensive linemen and the linebackers, they will be on the field. Watch out for Myles Garrett, the linebacker from Texas A&M. He was awesome in the bench press. He was smooth in the media center. He's probably going to be impressive on the field as well. And then we'll get to see the defensive backs work their way into the media center and hear from them and watch them on the bench press. That's it for day 4. Excited to bring you coverage from day 5 tomorrow. Until then, have a good night.